Meh. The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1393. Today is the 10th of October 2021, and I'm your host, Tom. Thanks for joining us. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Writing in the Daily Telegraph, Sam Leith described the add-on as a gimmick, and concluded that meh is a useful word. His hurrah Yiddish has been vilified by some experts in Y Judaism, and in any case there is no evidence that a variant of meh is actually a Yiddish word. In Alexander Harkavy's Yiddish-English-Hebrew Dictionary, at least one of the last editions intended for Jewish speakers, the English translation offers a ba sound developed in the 1928 edition, and the word is translated as interjection, which means that it is an adjective. In November 2008, meh was recognized as a word in the Collins English Dictionary. The fifth edition of the official Scrabble Players Dictionary that was released in 2014 included the word for the first time. HarperCollins announced in 2008 that they would include the word meh in its 30th anniversary edition of Collins English Dictionary. To get a definition of meh, we turn to the Collins English Dictionary, which welcomed the word 2008 to its pages. In the 4 years since joining the dictionary, its frequency has increased dramatically and threatens to take over the presidential race in our entire year. Despite his boredom, the reception of meh among English speakers was apathetic, and it is only just beginning, giving our culture a practical shout-out for its default mood of smug indifference. So practical, in fact, that we're starting to turn meh into an adjective. If you ask me, a word which provides English speakers more food for puns is a welcome addition to our language. A recent article about meh in London's Guardian, entitled, "Meh is a word that sweeps the internet," commented that it meant boring. The use of the term meh indicates that the speaker is apathetic, disinterested, or indifferent to the question or topic. People use the word meh when answering a question or situation where they believe they are expressing their feelings but do not. The last example of friend too is another use of the meh adjective. Instead of using the adjective boring or uninteresting, friend uses too meh to describe his current feelings and state of life. The use of meh is an expression of indifference in the current circumstances. An amateur etymologist on the internet suspects that meh comes from Yiddish and refers to a song from 1936 that uses the sound of a goat bleating. Indeed, the above-mentioned use of meh as a goat-like exclamation is an allusion to the Yiddish song, Yiddle mitnfidl bleat meh, from 1936, which rhymes with, I disapprove of feh. The definition is an interjection with the meaning, it is as if it were an adjective, but the meaning follows the current use of the word. The poster for Art Blognet calls meh a Yiddish heckler that expresses contempt bordering on apathy, but not the source of the word. There is some evidence that the word meh appeared in The Simpsons a few years earlier, 1995, but I didn't have time to recognize the subtitle until the transcriber switched from nah to not, which is the original expression of the indifference. One reason I hope to find the meh closing variant on this page is that I would be crazy to imagine that the link is missing, which would explain why the writers of The Simpsons like to use it. Meh is a heckling used as an expression of indifference or boredom. He is gentle and humble, and is often compared to his disapproving Yiddish sibling, another interjection that many Americans discovered in Mad Magazine. The term, meh, was defined as expression of indifference or boredom when it was included in the Collins English Dictionary in 2008. He can't remember putting meh on the show until his 2001 episode, Hungry Hungry Homer, airs, after 7 seasons when meh started to be used as the show's character. The attitude of the, I don't care, generation gained popularity for meh, and its use grew as the speakers began to use it in new ways. I have a memory of where he came from, and that's meh, so I'm not crazy. I mean, the girl who destroys the universe, she seems to be meh. Dr. Meh is from Wisconsin, but has lived in Columbia, Maryland, since 2003. Carrie Fisher showed it to my mom and pointed out that she's meh. In one 1994 episode, a saleswoman replies, meh, and in one 2001 episode, Lisa Simpson spells meh to express her indifference to the I know your meme. Family Music is supposed to be wrong in meh. The show continues to use the word meh in its episodes and fits with what millennials see. Let's face
it, if your day is meh, meh can be used to spice it up. For example, when the gloom sets in, we feel meh. When the mood changes, and we share the boy's emotions as he moves through the black and gray side of depression. Below are examples of sentences selected from various online news sources to reflect the current use of the word meh. Dress in black, white, yellow, floral print or strapless number. Love music message board example 4010 a separate discussion thread feature about using meh. As for Tadong's role as a public, temple-based ritual cap and go meh. The author pays no attention to the role Tadong plays in the temple context, serving individual clients as healers, fortune tellers, or fortune tellers.
This was meh by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and this was episode number 1393. My name is Tom Shelton, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.